The city of Philadelphia is planning to tighten tobacco rules with an eye toward keeping cigarettes away from kids. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports that while existing retailers will get grandfathered, the rules will make it much harder to open a new store selling tobacco in the city.
Philadelphia Health Commissioner Dr. Thomas Farley says the regulations will not change anything for existing retailers. But once the stores are sold, the new owners will have to comply with rules designed to restrict how many places you can buy cigarettes.
We want to protect our children from becoming addicted to tobacco, which means protecting them from the marketing of the tobacco industry.
The rules would bar new stores within 500 feet of a school and could prohibit new permits in neighborhoods that already have lots of outlets selling tobacco. Mayor Jim Kenney, an ex-smoker, says cutting down on the number of retailers will help stop youth smoking.
Low-income neighborhoods have many more stores selling cigarettes than high-income neighborhoods. And in those low-income neighborhoods, many tobacco retailers are right next to schools. Some of these stores continue to sell cigarettes to children, even though it's against the law.
The rules would also revoke licenses for shops found to be selling to minors three times. Donna Cooper of Public Citizens for Children and Youth says the goal is to help the younger generation from ever starting to smoke.
That they don't suffer the disease that the baby boomers unfortunately carry with them into their graying years, and that when this generation grows up, they grow up so much healthier than we do, because that is our job, to leave the next generation better than this generation.
The National Organization of Tobacco Outlets did not respond to a request for comment, but it has said in the past it opposes the proposed rules. It says they would stifle economic development in Philadelphia. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.